Reading passage. Do you remember the last time you went to see a doctor and how you paid? After presenting your health insurance certificate, you probably paid only 30% of the bill. If you were a Japanese university student, you are likely to be on your parents' health insurance coverage. You can take this for granted only because Japan instituted universal coverage, meaning to cover all of its citizens of health insurance,which had not been part of the U.S. policy until President Barack Obama signed the Affordable Care Act, ACA, into law in 2010. With an ultimate goal of universal coverage, the law, also known as Obamacare, sought to increase coverage. For example, it requires Americans to have health insurance or be fined for non-compliance. It offers subsidies, which allow low-income groups to buy insurance policies at a discounted price,and prevents insurance companies from refusing coverage or charging more because of a pre-existing condition. The ACA also strives to cut down medical costs. The measures include giving healthcare providers fines for poor care and rewards for cost reduction, as well as encouraging price transparency in healthcare. Although there are public insurance programs, such as Medicare for the elderly and disabled, and Medicaid for low-income families and individuals,Traditionally, Americans have been mostly covered by employment-based private insurance, which often means if you lose your job, you also lose your coverage, thus ending up uninsured. It is the number of the uninsured Americans that the ACA aimed at reducing. According to a Gallup poll released in January 2016, the uninsured rate fell to 11.9% in the fourth quarter of 2015,from 17.3% in 2013. Another Gallup poll showed that the approval rate of Obamacare was 44% in November of 2015 after peaking at 47% in 2012, and the public view on the law was still divided. The sharp division reflects to some degree the partisan evaluations of the law. Republicans widely disapprove of it, while Democrats mostly approve.If you want to learn about the fate of Obamacare, do not take your eyes away from the 2016 presidential election in the U.S. because Republican presidential hopefuls still see it as a chance to repeal the law.